We lay our lives before you. Sing, Father, Father, we adore. We lay our lives,
we lay our lives before you.
How we really love you, Father. We adore. We lay our lives.
We lay our lives
before you. How we
really love you.
How we
really love.
How we
really love you.
How I
really love you.
Tell him
how I really love you.
Open our eyes tonight, dear Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. Open the gates of heaven. Let a revelation of the King of Glory enter in. Be ye lifted up, O ye gates. Lift them up, everlasting doors, spiritual doors. Be ye lifted up. Let the revelation of the King of Glory enter in. Father, every spirit, every person who is here is a spirit. Father, I pray, let there be a revelation that will pass on tonight by which that we live. For your word says, man does not live by bread alone. There are spiritual substances. There are words that can proceed from the mouth of God that a man can live by. Oh God of heaven, I pray tonight, drop revelation in our spirit. Let something drop in the innermost of our beings. Let light dawn. May we begin to see life the way you see it. May we begin to behold things with clarity for how things really are. Lord, let the distortions, let the uncertainties, let the darkness and the blurriness, the blindness of our hearts begin to fade, and let light begin to take over. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree upon everybody under the influence of my voice that, Father, let there be a configuration in your realm tonight. Let us be configured, that our lives begin to work not according to the natural patterns that have been set by men on this earth. The patterns by which the natural man lives. But Father, that we may be brought to this transcended state, this state which is above the natural, where you are our God and we are your children, where we only live by your light. Father, we bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, O God, I ask you that let a day star arise and dawn in our hearts tonight. We bless you and honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Please take your seats. Eh? But before you do that, just hug someone and tell them I love you. Eh? Glory to God. Hug someone, tell them you're special. Yeah. Hallelujah. Eh? Glory to God. Yeah. Now this is spirit koinonia. Eh? When we, the word koinonia means communion. Hallelujah. It means communion. Glory to God. We don't do those things where in churches some people have got classes. Glory to God. Eh? Where we begin to separate people according to classes. Eh? Kale, for you, you give tithe of 20 million, sit there. Now the other one, 3K, sit there. Eh? You get it? Eh? Know those things? Eh? Where men are regarded after the flesh and some men are treated like the Holy Spirit of God. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? We don't do those kind of things here. Hallelujah. Bless us tonight, Spirit of the Sovereign Living God. Bless us tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight you will be blessed. I guarantee you. Hallelujah. Eh? There is a superior understanding that's going to come to somebody. You're going to see how things work. Glory to God. Now, everybody, I want you to speak in tongues for 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Edify yourself. Tell him, open me. Open me. Let your words find expression. Let them enter. Every stumbling block in the spirit realm that is a distortion, that is trying to take my mind somewhere else, I abort them in the name of Jesus. I abort them in the name of Jesus. I speak certainty. I speak light. I speak clarity. I speak focus in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Glory to God. I'm already excited in my spirit. I even don't know where to start. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? Because somebody is going to see today. Today I'm introducing something, but in connected to what we have been teaching. Glory to God. Eh? Somebody is going to see why they believed God and they never had results. Hallelujah. Yay. We are starting something very serious. If you follow me closely, you don't need to look at my results to gauge the results you will have. Glory to God. Eh? Some of us are compendiums of revelation. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Pastor Brian, assuming you are in a school, and she is your teacher in school. Okay? Please, everybody follow me. Assuming she is your teacher and you're in school, and I am your father, okay? Your biological father. I come and I visit you at school, boarding school, okay? Then I come to your teacher, and then I give you pocket money of 60,000 to your teacher. I tell teacher, this money is 60,000. It belongs to my son, Brian. Are you hearing me? It belongs to my son, Brian. So then I will come and tell Pastor Brian, okay, son, I have given you 50,000. You get it? Or 60,000. But the truth is, I've not given you money, okay? I tell you, I've given the money with a teacher, okay? So anytime, that for me, I got away. Anytime you need money, okay, you go to her. The money is not hers, though she's having it. Okay? The money is whose? It's yours. Okay? So when you want money, you go to her. She has no right to use that money. She may even sleep home hungry, and her children may even sleep hungry. Are you getting me? But she's having your 60,000. Okay? That is sometimes what it means to be a vessel of God. Sometimes we carry oils and graces that are meant to bless others, and it may not bless us. Are you hearing me? So if you like familiarizing in a certain way, you may miss out certain things. Are you hearing me? I know of men of God. I tell you, I know of men of God. They did not catch the revelation of divine health for themselves, but the Lord poured oil in them, excessive oil, like healing anointing. The guy can be dying of malaria. You see wounds everywhere. Are you hearing me? But you dare bring your sickness to him. He will wire you in 2 seconds. You are rolling and even biting sand in your mouth. Glory to God. Eh? And you go when you're healed, but he has sickness. I've seen such cases. Are you hearing me? And it's interesting. Most of us prophesy, but rarely, I rarely prophesy to myself. It's only the Spirit of God that guides me. That's my advantage. But I could scan you, but sometimes I may not know certain things about myself. How does that happen? Because the gift, God gives you a gift, but the gift may not be for you to pride yourself. It's meant for the edification of other people. Are you hearing me? Now, when I need, for example, I could carry an oil for healing, and you come to me, I pray for you, and you get healed. While for me, I'm dying of sickness. In that case, what do? I go to another iron to sharpen me. In other words, I must look for a man who has got that. That's the reason why you hear me interact a lot with men of God, those of you who know me closely. You get it? So we are not foolishly doing things. Hallelujah. So I tell you, I can stand here, and I can teach you things that will bless you. Hallelujah. And some of those things, interestingly, I may not have the results, but you can have the results. Why? One thing I know about myself. One thing I know about myself. Okay, let me not talk about myself. Eh? But I know of a man who encountered the Lord. Are you hearing me? And the Lord called him a conduit of revelation. Eh? Like a man who brings understanding. And there were conditions for to receive from that man. Hallelujah. There are conditions for you to receive from that man. And one of them is to follow him closely. Glory to God. Eh? Like follow the teachings and take them seriously. Glory to God. Eh? That's one of the ways to be blessed of that man I know. Glory to God. Eh? Now, let's delve into what we have today. The package heaven has for us. All of you are aware we have been talking about the spiritual realm and the natural realm, right? Glory to God. Eh? We have been speaking about the spiritual realm and the natural realm. We say there's a natural realm and there is a spiritual realm. Glory to God. And we did agree that everything before it manifests on the earth realm must first begin where? In the spirit realm. Glory to God. It must first begin in the spirit realm. Then, only then, can it exist on this natural realm. Nothing exists on this earth realm without first existing in the spirit realm. Are you getting me? By any chance, if it finds itself without a serious spiritual backing, it's just a matter of time. It will die. Hallelujah. It's as good as it never existed. Now, that's the reason why walking in the flesh is a big problem. Because everything that is submitted to the flesh sooner or later will die. Are you hearing me? Because there is no spiritual connotation to it. Are you hearing me now? Don't worry. I am yet doing a recap. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. On this earth realm, if you watch your results and you don't like certain things about yourself, you don't like them, don't war to change them. the natural way. I see people thinking only hard work alone. Kai, a lot of people try to change things physically. It doesn't work like that. You want your life to change? You don't first change it. First change it in the spiritual before you come to the physical. Glory to God. It's like so many people, you don't like the way your children are behaving, the way your husband is behaving, and you're trying to coax him via the natural. You don't like the way your wife is behaving, and you're trying to first change things from the physical. You are making a big mistake. It may appear as though it has changed, but sooner or later that thing will come back. Hallelujah. I was a drug addict. Glory to God. It would be a foolish thing. I had friends. I told you I was in a group of how many? 18, okay? I told you 12 are dead, 4 are mad, 2 of us are. You get it? Now, those other guys, their parents wanted to change them. It's true. Are you hearing me? They tried things of the flesh to change their schools and take them to other places. But all these things just worsened. Are you hearing me? But for me, before the natural had to change, it had to start in the spirit. My mom prayed for me with tears when every other person had disbelieved in me. But she prayed. What was she doing? She was changing the narrative from the spirit. And then it was just a matter of time. It manifested to the physical. Is somebody following me? So it's a foolish thing. You see, the real cause is spiritual. What you see on the earth realm, this is just where the drama, the script is written in the spiritual realm, but the drama is acted on the natural realm. Are you hearing me? So what takes place here is an effect, but the real cause of it is in the spirit realm. So if you don't treat the cause, you can fool yourself treating the effects. Are you hearing me? Assuming a baby has diarrhea. Are you hearing me? It's a foolish thing to try to make that baby clean by washing their body. Glory to God. Eh? You will wash their body, they will diarrhea again. You will wash it, you will expect another smell to come. Glory to God. Eh? But you could choose. I'm not saying that don't wash, don't deal with the effects. But I'm saying that you could choose a more superior mechanism of treating that diarrhea and then cleaning the baby and expecting no more diarrhea. Are you following me? So this is what a lot of people fool themselves doing. We are dealing with effects and leaving the causes. And that's why everything, sooner or later, can be traced to the spirit realm. See, so people try to change things in the natural. No. Before you come here, start in the spiritual. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shared that. And we did talk about... Now, there's something I think I want to say around that area. Holy Spirit of God, help me. Holy Spirit of God, help me. Now, you see, on the natural, there are laws. Okay? There are what?
No.
There are natural laws. Okay? There are physical laws. There are laws that govern this physical world. Equally, there are laws in the spiritual realm. Those match everything physical has got a transcendent version of it in the spirit realm. Are you hearing me? I don't care what it is on this natural realm, and if it's a law, it has got a law that transcends it in the spirit realm. I know of a law on this natural realm that you must work hard in order to become wealthy. Glory to God. But I know of a certain law in the spirit realm where a man can be given wealth. Are you hearing me? A byproduct of that. Here somehow for you to be wise, you must read books and what. But I know of a man called Solomon who encountered God in a dream. There was an impartation of wisdom, not only of wisdom, but of wealth as well. Glory to God. The Bible says God gave him wealth. God can give a man wealth. God can give a man. You can work your favor through the flesh way. But something spiritual can be rubbed upon a man that everywhere he goes, men will just honor him. It's true. It's true. Influence can be dropped upon a person that you sit in your office and you've never opened your mouth. But this thing somehow just causes people to begin to respect you. Like it's just something about you. They cannot explain it. Everywhere you go, they want you to be a leader. Those things can happen. Spiritually speaking, I know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Favor can be rubbed upon a person and you just start your business and all of a sudden, you can work it through the flesh way, go and convince people, but it's also possible that a man can start his business and be on his duty post and do his business with God. And that people, we don't know why, but we just want to buy from this guy. Are you hearing me? So there are things, everything that you see, a law in the physical, has got this transcendent state where? In the spiritual. Glory to God. For example, a broken law. You can become sick by breaking the natural laws of health. Glory to God. There are laws naturally that govern health. Are you hearing me? These ones, these book guys, okay. They discover the law, cover yourself with mask. Are you getting me? So that COVID does not get you sanitized. Are you hearing me? They're introducing preventive mechanisms. Are you getting me? So there are laws that probably you do this and do this and do this. Are you hearing me? So you can catch sicknesses by breaking natural laws. And also you can catch a sickness by breaking a soulish law. Are you hearing me? There are laws of the mind. For example, okay, Pastor Brian, you eat poison. You have broken a natural law. You just pick a bottle here and eat. Are you hearing me? You're breaking a natural law. Are you hearing me? It's against your bodily health. Are you hearing me? Now, you could have an issue by breaking a law in the soulish realm. For example, you worry yourself and get depressed and all those kind of things. You become vulnerable. Are you hearing me? By just worrying, over worrying alone, you are breaking a law in the what? There's a relationship between sadness and dying early. Are you hearing me? And there is a mechanism of happiness and forever being young. Watch people who are always jolly, eh? Their face is always bright and wrinkles don't come. Eh? But there are those guys whose faces are like 5 kilos. Eh? Because they're ever over crying, even here begins to fall. You get it? Eh? So are you getting me? So you could break a law in the soulish realm. But then you can as well catch sickness by breaking a law in the spirit, okay, and opening yourself for demons. Are you getting me? So there are spiritual laws that can be broken and that can cause certain things. Now the most interesting thing is the physical cannot detect what is spiritual. Have you seen people? They are very sick. Now truly they are very sick, but they went for a test and doctors didn't find anything. Until they had to look for a man who was anointed with oil for deliverance and he had to cast out some things and things began to change. Are you getting me? You could fail because you're lazy. It's true. You are breaking a natural law as well. Eh? But you could as well fail spiritually. Though you're working hard naturally, but there are all these foundations and all these mysteries holding you in the spiritual realm. Eh? And you are trying to move, but somehow this thing keeps to just, it pulls you down. You're trying this business. Your buddies whom you're investing with are succeeding, but for you are failing. Are you hearing me? So there are things spiritual and there are things natural. Now the most interesting thing is, everything soulish or everything natural can be treated. It can be diagnosed. It can be victored by that which is spiritual. Are you hearing me? The spiritual is transcended over all these others. Are you hearing me? Even though you ate you had a problem which was, you cannot treat a spiritual cause by a natural means, but you can treat a natural means by, you know, you, natural cause by a spiritual means. Are you, am I communicating to someone? For example, you get an accident and you have got a broken leg. That's a natural phenomenon. A man with a healing anointing can fix you using spiritual mechanisms. Are you hearing me? But should a demon oppress you and you catch a certain, they know what to do. They can take you to Butabika, they can take you to hospital, give you all kinds of medicine. Doctors can even scan you using their gadgets and they see nothing. Glory to God. Eh? They don't arrive at it. So the spiritual can do anything in the natural, but the natural cannot affect the spiritual in a certain way. Are you following me? Glory to God. But this is not what I'm going to do. These are just bonuses. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? These are what? Bonuses. Just for you. He gives us all things to enjoy. Glory to God. Eh? Now, why, there's a reason as to why I'm doing this. Why I'm giving you all this is, we're yet coming to practical things that directly affect your life, how you can control events. But why am I saying all these things? I want you to awaken to the spiritual realm. That's the reason why we have been doing all these teachings. I want this thing to enter you and to become your reality. That you know, that you know, that you know. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, last week but one, we spoke about the Word of God, isn't it? We say the Word of God, we were talking about accessing the spiritual realm. We spoke about the Word of God being what? A spiritual mirror. Glory to God. That what you see in a mirror is not you. It's your what? It's your image. Eh? So even, it's a reflection of who you are. Are you hearing me? What you, when you want to, nobody has ever seen themselves. Okay? Rebecca, have you seen yourself? Have you ever seen yourself? You have never seen yourself. What you saw is an image of yourself. Yeah? Are you getting me? And somehow you believed it by faith. Glory to God. Eh? You went this evening before you came, stood in front of your mirror and checked your hair. He told you it's nicely done. And then you believed it by faith and you walked away. Glory to God. Eh? Now, if you go to these bookers that have got a certain mirror that's like this, eh? That one can lie to you. Glory to God. Eh? It can give you a big head and a small body. Glory to God. Eh? Are you hearing me? So that's just to show you what we see is what? A reflection of ourselves, and we believe it by faith. Ah, that my hair is combed, I come to the fellowship. That I am okay, my teeth is not brown, I am coming to the fellowship. Glory to God. Eh? Now, equally, we read from the book of James that the Word of God is what? A spiritual mirror, right? So whatsoever thing it's telling you is trying to show you the spiritual truth. Are you getting me? It's trying to show you what? The spiritual truth of who you are. Glory to God. What the Word of God does is it tries to show you God, who God is. You can only know God from His Word. I think yesterday I spoke something like that on the podcast. Yeah? You can know God from His Word. You cannot guess God. How do you guess God? Who even told you that there's a God? It's the Word. Who told you that there was a Jesus Christ? Assuming it was not written down, eh? Probably this story should have died sometime. But this, even we are here gathering, just talking about a Jesus, the Word told you. Glory to God. And you believe in Him. See, you believe in Him so perfectly. Glory to God. Eh? So, we say the Word is a mirror that shows you spiritual things. And then another thing we did speak about is that... What did we speak about? We spoke about the Word and the Spirit. Glory to God. That before the Holy Spirit, who is the governor of the spirit realm, executes anything, the Word must precede. Glory to God. When there's no Word, powerful as the Spirit of God is, He is inactive. So those of you who are lazy in praying, in lazy in releasing words in the atmosphere, is the reason why the Spirit of God is there, powerful enough to change your circumstances. But those minor things still squeeze you. Why? Your lips became too heavy. Somehow when the devil wants to close your destiny, he closes your mouth. Glory to God. So that you don't... Anyway, don't worry. Those things will be expounded. You will see them for what they really are. Just give me time. Hallelujah. Please pray. Please pray. Pray. I know why. Pray. Katosh kapatali abrahadia. Repakas kapla shata abrahadia lebahasa. Repeketeketeketekete. Sekete. Rashata kato, katoka shata kabata kalabada kriya. Roko stapra shata, raka stapra shata kriya. Jete. Patoria shata kabata kabaya kriya. Roko stapra shata. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to show you. I'm going to expose to you something tonight. It will bless you in no small way. Just follow me. Are you getting me? There's a reason as to why I asked us to pray. Why the devil knew the place I'm coming to and he's trying to rob some people. Glory to God. Ooh, my God. See, the Holy Spirit is powerful. Glory to God. He's ever powerful and ever present and ever knowing. But he cannot work without the Word. Glory to God. But in between causing the Holy Spirit to work by the Word, there is a bridge. There is what? There is a bridge. Now, the Spirit of God needs to cross that bridge. Listen, he needs to cross by that bridge. It's the one that governs manifestation. Hallelujah. Anything in the spiritual, for you to, you can cause it to manifest right on this physical. But there is a bridge it must pass through. Glory to God. It's just not word and then spirit. Glory to God. Between the two, there is your role in bringing what is spiritual by the word into manifestation. Are you hearing me? This is the key that I'm going to take weeks and weeks to explain to you. Today I'm introducing it. Please follow me. Hallelujah. That key is called faith. That key is called what? It's called faith. That key is called faith. If you miss me up, it's up to you. Glory to God. The key is faith. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, the Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 4, you'll find the verse that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the what? The world. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Hallelujah. Any circumstance, please follow me. Any circumstance in your life that comes, physically speaking, is at the mercy of your faith. Glory to God. If you don't build your faith, you don't have any business with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm going to explain again faith. There are some people who say, I have faith, but I failed. You are joking. If it failed, it was not faith. Hallelujah. If it failed, it was not what? If it failed, it was not faith, it was something else. Because faith does not fail. No. Never! It has never failed. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what faith is like. Faith is, listen, faith is not only the eye that sees in the spirit. Faith is the hand that picks the promise of God and causes it to manifest in your life. Are you getting me? The hand, once the Lord promises something, what receives it from him, that hand is called what? Faith. And picks it and gives it to your destiny. It's called? Faith is a currency in the spirit realm. It's what?
Currency.
It's a currency. It's like money. Do I have? Okay. Hilda, come. Now listen to me, everybody watch this. Hallelujah. Faith is a currency in the spirit realm. The moment you have faith, you can get anything you want. Hallelujah. For instance, Hilda comes to me and tells me, I want a bottle of what? Soda. Hallelujah. I want what? And I give her the 2K. Glory to God. Eh? Have I given her soda?
No.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Glory to God. Eh? What have I given her? I've given her a currency that she can convert into soda. Glory to God. So a man, please go and sit. A man who has got, have you seen, no, follow me. Glory to God, eh? Follow me. Listen, I've given her, she came to me, she asked for soda. And I give her, I've already given her. Now, listen to me. Faith is a currency in the spirit realm. Don't worry, I'm going to qualify myself. Hebrews chapter 11. Next, from next week, we are going to do something called the equations of faith, the mechanisms, the dynamics by which faith works. You are going to see why your results have not been there. Now listen to me. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. The Bible says, for without faith, hallelujah, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says, he that cometh to him must believe. The Bible says, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and without faith it is what?
Impossible
to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe first that he is. The word he is there means he exists. Hallelujah. And that he is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Hallelujah. And without faith, not without prayer. Mm-mm. Not without righteousness. He didn't say that. Are you hearing me? You want to please God, be a man of faith. Hallelujah. And that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if you can please God, then you have the attention of God already. Hallelujah. People are looking for the attention of God. Are you hearing me? They are looking for the attention of God. Now, you want to know how to please God. Walk in what? Faith. And I'm going to teach you what faith is. Glory to God. Just walk in faith. Hallelujah. Why? Because when you, this is the way to force God to hear you. It's true. Just have faith in Him and in His word. Glory to God. Eh? Now, once you have faith in God, you please Him. Glory to God. You please Him. And once you please Him, once a person is pleased with you, they can hear you. Glory to God. Eh? Now, once you're asking God for something, there's something is checking. Do you really believe in me? Like, once God tells you something, He's interested in whether you believe Him. How much do you believe Him? Are you hearing me? Now, that believing Him, that's your faith in Him. Oh, there's a difference between believing again and faith, because I'm going to come to that again. Hallelujah. Eh? Oh, boy. For like, what? What is He saying? Okay, no, just follow me. Now, listen to me. Now, once you believe God for something and have faith in Him, there's a reason why I've used them differently. Once you have faith in God, what happens is that He is forced to act that thing. In other words, it's a currency that buys. You please Him and He gives you that particular thing. Hallelujah. You go to Rose Villa to the reception, okay? You can cry all you like. You can beg all you like. Hallelujah. Tell them to give you a soda. I don't have money. Are you hearing me? I don't have money, but give me a soda and see whether they will give you. That's the same thing with a man who has no faith. You can beg God for things. You can read His promises in His word. They will remain in the spirit realm. You will never see them here. You will never see them here. Now, we'll explain to you what faith is. Because believing is just part of faith. Glory to God. Eh? I wish I could just pick this thing and just dump it in you. Eh? So that you will just understand it for what it is. But anyway, as we are speaking, I know the Spirit of God is giving you a picture. Glory to God. Eh? Follow me tonight, you will be blessed. Now, why is it, you see, what before I go to why is it or whatever, what is faith to begin with? Okay? Now, there's a definition of faith. The only definition of faith in the Bible is in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, isn't it? Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Hallelujah. That definition is for next week. Glory to God. Eh? You allow me to give you my definition this week. Hallelujah. Faith, if you can write this down, it's up to you. Faith is your unshakable confidence in God's word. That is number one. In the integrity of His person. Eh? Faith is your unshakable confidence in God's word, comma, in the integrity of His person, in His immutability, and in His ability not to lie. Oh boy, that is what faith is. Glory to God. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is your unshakable confidence, unshakable. Glory to God. Because when we say unshakable, that means there are things going to try to come to attempt to shake it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Faith is your unshakable confidence. One, in God's word. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. Why in God's word? You must understand something about God's word. Hallelujah. In the book of, don't turn, in the book of John, I think chapter 8, verse around 32, the Bible says, Jesus told them, you know, he was telling certain disciples, and that, and they shall know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. Hallelujah. But the question is, what is that truth? That truth is not the way people think them, eh? You are lying. Kale, you're telling the truth. That's what people think truth is, eh? Eh? That please, you go and tell him the truth. It will set you free. That's a joke. That's not the truth the Bible is talking about. Glory to God. The truth the Bible is talking about, go to the book of John chapter 17, verse 17. You want to know what truth is? Whenever Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, what is that truth? You want to know what truth is? Go to John 17, 17. Hey, what is truth? Liberty, what does it say? You see, Jesus was praying for the disciples. He says, Father, sanctify. The word sanctify means make them clean. By your word is truth. So that is the truth that sets men free. The entrance of his word gives light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me now? So you are unshakable confidence in his word, which is truth, which can liberate you, is faith. Hallelujah. Why? Because his word is a compendium of power. It cannot come to... He says, the words I have spoken to you. He says, as the rain falls to the ground and does not leave the ground without watering it, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word, which proceeds out of my mouth, the moment it leaves my mouth and goes to you, he said, it shall not return back to me, null and void. Are you hearing me? But it shall accomplish every purpose for which I send it. Are you hearing me? That's what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. That whenever God speaks and the word has left his mouth, it cannot return to him without accomplishing the purpose for which it has been sent. That's the reason why if you can get God to open his mouth, eh? I never knew of any man in the Bible who caused Jesus to open his mouth and never walked away without a miracle. I can tell you, even the mother, who, it's a woman, it's not my time, but still she had the result. The moment you had him to open his mouth, you had results. Hallelujah. So, once God, it leaves his mouth, it's already what? That's the reason why now, You are unshakable confidence in God that his word can never fail you. No matter what situation comes and you stay with that word is what is called faith. Hallelujah. That is number one. Glory to God. The second is your unshakable confidence in the integrity of God's person. Hallelujah. In the integrity of his person, in the integrity of his person, hallelujah, that he is faithful, hallelujah, and that he can never leave you, that if he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he will never leave you nor forsake you, hallelujah, he has integrity. The Bible says, are you getting me? So you have faith in that fact that God is just not a man and that he has integrity. His whole person is integrity. That if he says he's faithful to you, he is what? If he says you are blessed, you're blessed. Hallelujah. So when you align yourself with that word, believe it, and all other mechanisms I'm going to bring forth to qualify it to be faith, which I am here to bring, is what causes you to have results. Hallelujah. I'm still analyzing with you that definition. Hallelujah. Then the immutability, you are unshakable confidence in God's immutability. Hallelujah. What is the word immutability? The word immutability means his ability not to change. Glory to God. Let's see the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Holy Spirit of God. Oh, God give you grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God give you grace to understand me. Don't worry, your mind may not get these things, but your spirit is surely catching up. Glory to God. Eh? There's a picture being painted in people. You don't need to cram with my words. Glory to God. Eh? Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. The Bible says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob shall not be consumed. Hallelujah. You sons of Jacob. Who are the sons of Jacob? Us. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? He says, you will not be consumed. Why? Because I am the Lord. I change not. When I say I am the one protecting you, I am the one protecting you. I will not be you see, this is the reason why we have confidence that we know that God is love, and anyway, maybe I make an error, I can still come back with boldness. Why? I know that his nature is, he doesn't change like men. You see, a man right now, you are friends, and then probably do something and like you, Gawi, you see, you become enemies immediately. Glory to God. But the fact that God is immutable, that he doesn't change, that fact causes a man to believe him. Glory to God.
Amen.
The immutability of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Spirit of God, help me. Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Okay, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. The Bible says, KJV, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Hallelujah. Eh? He says, cast not therefore away your what? I told you faith is your confidence in God. He says, cast it not. When God sees that your confidence in him, he must not disappoint you. He will reward you. Glory to God. He says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Glory to God. For ye have need of patience. I will again explain to you that. He says, because there is patience in the equation as well, they are waiting cases. Glory to God. Eh? That after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. In other words, you can put it this way. In just a little while, this is he, Paul, consoling. He says, do not throw away your confidence in God, which is pregnant with a lot of reward. Hallelujah. He says, for you have a need to be patient. Just keep holding on to that word and stay with it. You get it? After the will of God, after you have done the will of God, that you may receive the promise. He says you will surely receive it. Verse 37. Yet a little while, he that shall come will come and not tarry. Okay, you can say,
after a little while, that thing which was promised to you, which is yet to come, will come. Glory to God. It will not delay. Glory to God. He says, now, 38, now the just shall live by faith. And God says, any man that draws back, my soul has no pleasure with him. Are you hearing me? The moment you throw away your faith and lose confidence in God, God says, I am disappointed. My soul has no pleasure in him anymore. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? He says, for the just shall live by faith. I like the way NIV says, my righteous servant. Kai! Hallelujah. My righteous servant shall live by what? By faith. Hallelujah. By being confident in what I've said pertaining to him. But the moment he throws away his confidence in me, I will not be pleased with him. Are you following me? You wait. From next week, you'll be blessed. Some of you will begin to go to your work blessed. Because when I begin to talk about visualization and confessions and all these things, how the faith equation works, some of you are going to see results. I want you to just straight away go and practice it. Hallelujah. Because you are going to do practical things. Glory to God. All these things I'm doing, there's a reason as to why we are just appearing to be teaching. Just follow me. Hallelujah. Just follow me. I remember one time when the Lord caused me to watch Prophet Elvis, just told me, just study the man, what he's going to do. And I studied him. And I went home. I was shocked by what I did. I was like, Lord, this is not my result. I don't know where this is coming from. Just follow me. Glory to God. Now, you see, God cannot change. Hallelujah. He cannot what?
Change.
So he's ever faithful to you, ever loving you. People, you know, some people, they begin to doubt the love of God. And when Satan wants to hammer you, that's one of the first things he makes you do, to bring voices in your head. Now God has abandoned you. Now all these noises. Are you hearing me? So that, and he, the Bible says he's a thief, right? He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So he comes, you know, and the Bible says he's the liar. He's the father of all lies. All lies somehow come from him. And a good liar does not only lie in speech. He lies in what?
Action.
Hallelujah. So you see, when a person comes and steals this my phone and hides it, and then they come, you're the one who stole it, and then they try to bring something to prove that it was not them. You get it? It may not just stop at saying, I'm not the one, what. They may even begin to prove and go with you and say, you go and ask Askari, me, I entered like this, even me, and begin to, you get it, All those are ways of covering up, you get it? So a good liar, even those good lawyers, they get, when they know that you did the wrong, they try to cover you by evidences. Glory to God, So Satan is a liar. So when he's going to bring, when you already catch a revelation of God in your spirit, this is what he's going to do. He wants to dislodge your whatever. He's going to come and bring to you something which your five senses can perceive. Why? Because he's the God of the natural realm. Hallelujah. Are you getting me? He's going to prove to you. Prove. And all that proof is a lie. Now, this is the solution. If you want to beat him, the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. You want to beat him flat, stay with the word. Hallelujah. You see, the Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. God is truth and all his words are truth. So if something tries to contradict his word, then that thing is a lie. Even though it has a sign, it's even a lie. These symptoms and signs are all lies. Glory to God. Me, I'm staying with this. I told you, and if I die, I die, business master.
Oh, yeah.
It's a risk, sir. Are you hearing me? But the truth is, this kind of risk does not put you to shame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It does not what? I tell you, the word of God will always produce. It's the word of God, not word of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even you are unshakable confidence in the word of God, your ability, your unshakable confidence in God's ability not to lie is faith. Glory to God. Let's see something in the book of Hebrews chapter 6. I'll show you something. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 17. The Bible says, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of his promise. You see, the people who are supposed to inherit his promise, the Bible says the immutability of his counsel, the unchangeability of what he has decided to do. Hallelujah. The immutability of his counsel confirmed it with an oath, that by two immutable things, two unchangeable things, these two things cannot be changed, by two unchangeable things, in which the first one is, it is impossible for God to do what? It is impossible for God to do what? It is impossible for God to do what? Two unchangeable things. The first one is in which it is impossible for God to lie. So what is our action after knowing that God, it is impossible for him to lie? That we may have a strong consolation, who have fled to refuge to lay hold of the hope which is set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor for our souls. Something our souls hold on to, that God cannot lie. Both sure and steadfast. And which entereth into that within the veil. Okay, listen to me. What did you know? Scripture says there are things which are unchangeable. One of them is God cannot lie. So that means God's word is trustworthy. Hallelujah. That Karabashata. I'd plan beautiful things for you. Our time is fast going out. Oh God. Yeah. Speak in tongues. Just pray the Spirit. Tell him, Father, these things are affecting me. They're affecting the way I see life. I am confident in you. I believe you. I trust you. I believe you. Behold him and tell him, you cannot lie to me. No. 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 You can't. No. No. Is it my future you talk to me about? I am so confident about it now. I am now more confident about it. Is it my family is to be united? I don't care how, but I know it will happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, if you allow the devil to hammer this revelation away from you, you are finished. You are finished. Do you know what the devil is fighting? After all, do you know what he's fighting? He's fighting one thing. Your faith in God. The moment he discovers that you are done, you are useless to him. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Is that one thing? This is the reason why Paul finds Timothy and tells him, wage a good warfare. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
In keeping up with the prophecies which were once spoken concerning thee. When he said fight a good fight of faith there, he's not saying devil go, demon go, shabba by fire go. No. Hallelujah. He's saying, when he says fight a good fight, in keeping up with the prophecies that were once spoken about you, that is the fight of faith. He's saying fight to believe it. Hallelujah. That the words have been spoken, but there are so many things that are going to come to contradict it. Why? For every spiritual action, there's an equal but opposite reaction. Are you getting me? There are so many things that are going to come after that revelation to prove God a liar. Are you hearing me? To disarm the prophetic word. And if you submit to those things, you are done. People were expecting mysteries in a certain way. No problem. I am just simplifying. We are going into the anatomy of this thing called faith. Hallelujah. But that won't be for today. That will begin next week. So you miss, you see, I am a teacher. Glory to God. I have a teaching anointing. So you skip a topic, you can, it's very difficult. There are two things, it's easy, it's hard to catch up with me when you find me already teaching. That's one of the things. Are you hearing me? The second thing is, it's very hard to catch up because I teach certain things in series. So it's hard to catch up sometimes when you miss out one. So that's the reason why we record them. You can ask for a recording, or else, you know, you really need to be attentive to catch up. Glory to God. Eh? Are you getting me? So please follow me closely. You will be blessed. So do you see what faith is? Can we now see a few scriptures about faith? Quick, before we finish. Yeah, our time is going. I just want us to, I want us to see a few things. I want now us to go into examples. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? Examples. Shalabra his kabra shatia kabayani. Jete kabrosh kidahanya. Okay, there's a story. Now listen to me. Before I give you this scripture, please listen to me. Let me tell you why many of you appear to have been believing God. And you're like, man, I believe God. Well, I got disappointed. Let me explain to you why that happened. Why? Because faith does not fail. Glory to God. Faith doesn't what? Can I tell you why? Many of you were hoping. There's a difference between hope and faith. Glory to God, eh? There's a difference between what? The Bible says, now, faith is the substance of it's what gives substance to the things you're hoping for. There's a difference between hope and faith. There's something called the seven dimensions of the spirit. Now, hope is number three, faith is number four in that equation. Glory to God, eh? But anyway, those are things we will delve in the future. It's not for you now. Glory to God, eh? Now, listen to me. There's a difference between faith and hope. A lot of people hope and they think that they're having faith. And I tell you, they can really hope, and that hope can become real. Are you hearing me? Man, you know, see, somehow you hope that you pass the exams. And then you build that hope until it's almost very real, but you find when things have wired you, and then you're disappointed. Glory to God. Then you begin to cry to God and tell him, but I believed you, you failed me, and all these kind of things. Glory to God. What is missing? Follow me, you are going to find it. Hallelujah. Now, there's a difference between faith and hope. Hope has no foundation. It's a very small difference. Please follow me. Hope has no what?
Hope is to do with the future, but it has no what?
Foundation.
But what is faith? Faith is hope which has a foundation. Did you get that? No, you missed it out. You missed it out. All of you missed it out. I'm going to explain it. I'm a teacher. Glory to God. Eh? See? See? Hope. Carl, I hope I will get rich. And then you even begin to confess. Eh? Confessions of faith. Glory to God. Eh? You even begin to confess. But you receive a root shock. Don't worry. By the time we finish the series, you will be clear. You will know what to do. Glory to God. Eh? Now listen. Listen. There's a difference between faith and hope. The difference is foundation. Hallelujah. Hope has no foundation. Faith has foundation. Faith is hope which has foundation. That's the reason why the Bible says, and faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's a kind of a hope, but that has a foundation. Hallelujah. Now, what do I mean by foundation? I mean a reason. Hope, you just hope this thing will happen, but you don't have any reason. Are you hearing me? Now it's becoming rocket science. No problem. Don't worry. Glory to God. I'm going to break it down. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
If Arsenal is playing with Man U tomorrow, and then you are so confident Arsenal is going to win, and then you begin to tell everybody Arsenal will win, Arsenal will win. That is not faith. That is what? Hope. Because it yet has no foundation. Hallelujah. But if you have a reason as to why you're saying that, you are introducing a foundation. Glory to God. Eh? Now, let me show you what faith is. Faith is hope. Because hope has got to do with the future. Hallelujah. Somehow, I hope I marry that guy. Somehow, I hope I marry that lady. Glory to God. Eh? And then you even admire her and all these things. Eh? And then somehow, something sharp, babe comes around and snatches your guy, eh? And you're like, oh God, you get it, eh? You never had a phone. If you had faith, that guy cannot go. He may appear as though he's going, but he will end up back. Now, you were hoping, that's the reason why you lose him, eh? Then you keep hoping, maybe he will still come back, and then to as an insult on an injury, they went. Glory to God, eh? Now, like, yeah.
Yes.
You get it, eh? You're like, no, maybe
he will
divorce. Then they get kids. Glory to God. Are not kids, twins, eh? Glory to God, eh? And your frustration keeps increasing. Are you getting me, eh? Now, that's the problem with hoping. And I noticed the reason why a lot of ladies are disappointed, actually. So many. This one affects the ladies so very much. Are you hearing me? Never ever assume a guy wants you, no matter how nice he is and close to you, no matter how he appears to be expressing it. The moment he has not said anything, don't assume things. You are in for a real shock. Are you hearing me? These people like hoping things. If he has not opened his mouth and said, Kai, I saw you. You are beautiful. I love you. Don't begin to paint pictures of marriage. There are those who even see themselves in a wedding gown. Then you go. Yeah? Are you hearing me? This is the reason why we get this. I mean, somehow, God, you said you'll never leave me, nor forsake me. What is this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Eh? Now, see, I'm now showing you, I just said that one thing, capture it. Hope has to do with the future. Okay? You can envision the future. but you can be hoping. Hallelujah. I'm not saying hope is bad. Hope is good. But the moment you give a foundation to your hope, it becomes faith. Glory to God. Now, what should that foundation be? Foundation of hope, which has its foundation on the word of God, is faith. Are you getting me now? Why will it not faith? Why be faith? Because it is rested on the word. Jesus said, like a man who has built his house on a rock, the winds came and beat it. It was there like this. Are you hearing me? It was there like this. Are you hearing me? Why? Because the word cannot change, so you don't change along with it. Seasons come, they go. Situations come, they go. And you're there like that. Are you getting me now? Are you getting me? But the moment you don't have a foundation, you're like one who built upon a sand. No matter how beautiful your house is, the wind is coming. The wind is coming. I tell you, it will come, because faith is ever facing mountains. It will come. Gold is tested by fire, eh? Whether it's gold or it is wood, will be seen when the fire comes. Are you getting me? You can pretend I have gotten a revelation of, by his stripes I'm healed, okay, I'm healed. Then, when sickness comes, we will see whether you caught the revelation. All you did, the Bible says, if thou faintest in the day of thine adversity, thy strength is small. Hallelujah. Why is your strength small? You did stabilize on the word very well. Now, don't worry how to stabilize again. We are yet going there next week. Are you hearing me? No, that's the reason I told you, follow me closely. We will arrive. Glory to God. Eh? We will arrive. Now listen to me. So, hope which is built on a foundation. Let me show you an example. If you see your school fees is being paid alone, you are joking. Hallelujah. But the moment, that's just hoping that it is paid. But the moment you have a reason, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Therefore, because my Father is rich, my tuition will be paid. The moment you sit in that regard, you see, it's your hope, what you're expecting. Your expectation is sitting upon the word of God. Do you get it? The Bible says, how do we get faith? How do we get faith? The Bible says, faith cometh by what? By hearing what? No, most of you failed, a few of you passed. The people say, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's a wrong translation. Because everybody who sits to hear the word of God does not produce faith. Did you read it, some of them? The parable of the sower, eh? Some seeds, even in church. Right now, as we are ministering, there are those who are loose. They are just losing away immediately. Are you hearing me? Therefore, their harvest, the birds will come and eat it away, and somehow the thorns, the worries will choke. Are you getting it now? Yeah. Are you getting it? Yeah. So faith does not come by hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, the word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In other words, the word of God is your hearing faculty. You use the word of God to hear. You use it as your eye. What is showing you is what you see. What is saying is what you hear. Are you getting me? That's how you produce faith. It's just not merely by hearing the word of God. Many people hear the word of God, but they don't produce faith. So when you begin to hear by the word, when you begin to see your life by the word, when you begin to measure everything by the word, now you're producing faith. Amen. Ah! Some people are now not with us. Glory to God. Eh?
Amen.
I tell you, I know it. When people are not understanding me, I know. When I reach a place where people are understanding me,
Me, I know. Glory to God. Eh? But blessed be God, there are those who are concentrating and they are walking alone. Are you seeing the difference now?
Amen.
Quickly, I want us to read, see some examples. Very, very quickly. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. See now, I told you the word must always precede manifestation. Do you now see why? So that you can hold to it. And it takes you to that promise it has given you. Are you getting me? The moment you leave it and turn your eyes to the storms, you're finished. Glory to God. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. Somebody begin to read for me. Read along with me. And Jesus did what? Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 40, we are reading.
And the same day, when the even was
come,
he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Now wait a minute, watch here. I'm walking with him, please listen to me. Learn to watch me, you will be blessed. The Bible says, when the evening was come, when evening had come, he was with his disciples. Jesus was with his disciples. So he told them, let us go over to the other side. Hallelujah. You need to understand that Jesus is who? Is God. So every word, what made him man was just the flesh, but in the spirit he was God. You get it? So every word he says is God already speaking. It's the word of God. Glory to God. So when he tells the disciples, let's go over to the other side, they had every reason to believe that they will go over to the other side. They should have just seen themselves over the other side. Why? The master has already said, let's go over to the other side. In other words, we are going over to the other side. Glory to God. So he told them, let's go over to the other side. So they climbed the boat.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship.
So Jesus and his buddies, he tells them, let's go over to the other side. So there are these crowds, the 5,000 people, they were feeding. They expelled them. So they decided to board, like the ship, so that they can go the other side. Glory to God. So along the way, what happens? Jesus is sleeping. Lord, please read for me.
And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full.
Now wait a minute. You continue.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
Wait a minute. So the issue is faith. Glory to God. He already tells them, I told you there is always going to come a situation that tries to contradict the revelation of God. You understand? He tells them, guys, let's go over to the other side. Meaning we are going to reach. Then for him, he goes and he sleeps. Glory to God. So these guys are on the ship. They are going. Then a wind came to contradict that revelation that you will not reach. It came to prove to them that you are going to drown here, you are not going to reach. Are you hearing me? Now, instead of staying with the word of the master and saying you will just go away, because the master, envisioning what the master had said, they submitted themselves
to the wind.
and began to cry, Jesus,
you know, that's how a lot of us do it. Oh, Jesus, now I am dying and whatever. And then somehow he wakes up and he helps you. You get it? Eh?
But that is, he's not pleased. But anyway, just because you were his child,
you see, eh? And he did.
He loves you. It's not his perfect will. You get it? But he just helps you. But his perfect will is that you must mature. I'll talk about sons, weos and technon. Those two words, what it means. They are children and then they are mature sons in this kingdom who can take decisions on their own on behalf of heaven. Now, his ultimate was that they should have faith and be able to challenge the storm. But they went crying, and then when he woke up, he just did this thing and he's like, you guys, how is it that you're fearful and that you have no faith? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of, I show you another story, Matthew.
Please pray.
Oh, God.
Understanding is dawning on people. I tell you, you may not realize it. You will find yourself in a will be grateful. You will thank me later. You will thank me later. That is revelation. Hallelujah. Let's see the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 23. I'm showing you patterns. I could show you more than 50 of these scriptures on faith and fish out the point and you'll still see the same light. But because of time, I'm only going to show you these two. Glory to God. Eh?
Amen.
Let's read that scripture. Somebody read it for us.
And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray.
Now wait a minute. This is after
they have gone to the other side.
Are you hearing me? They have gone to
the other side.
Now that's the country of the gatherings. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? Like where Jesus cast out. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Where they have gone to the country of the gatherings, where the Decapolis, where he had cast out devils out of the other man who had legions. Hallelujah. Now the Bible says after doing that, he went to the mountain to go and pray. Glory to God. Eh? Jesus went to the mountain to go and pray. Now when he went, he did not go with the disciples. Glory to God. He didn't go with
the disciples.
You read. Continue reading.
And when the evening was come, he was there alone.
Yes.
But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary.
Yes.
And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them,
walking on
the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come."
Stop there.
I'm showing you a point. Please follow me. Listen to me. Jesus is this other side. Are you getting me? It's just from challenging these guys because of faith. Eh? So they cross over this other side. Somehow they did their things and then he goes to the mountain. He tells these guys, "Please,
you go. You get it? For you can now return back. Eh? Well, for me, I go to the mountain to pray." Glory to God.
He went to the mountain. He prays and he prays and he prays and he prays for hours. And then when his time is done, he just pockets and begins to walk on water. Glory to God. He will again explain certain things there in the future. Glory to God. Now, he begins to walk on water. And now when he walks on this water, he catches up with those who are on the boat. But while they're on the boat, of course, there was that storm that still came. Are you hearing me? There was that storm. But Jesus comes, and then when they see him from afar, all of them are afraid. Guys, it's a ghost. It's a ghost. Who walks at this time of the night on water? Walking on water, a human being, they never see this. Say it's a ghost and that. Then he told them, guys, don't be afraid. It's me. See, it's me. Then Peter. I love Peter. Then Peter. Somehow Peter is like, Master, if that is you, if that is surely you, not a ghost, bid me to come, tell me to come. Hallelujah. So, this is Jesus. This is God who has again given him a word and said what?
Come.
Come. Are you hearing me? Meaning you will come. You will arrive. You get it? He tells him what?
Come.
Jangu, come. Are you hearing me? Now, continue. What does Peter do?
And when Peter was come down out of the ship,
he actually came out of the ship,
He walked on the water to go to Jesus.
He walked on the water. He actually walked on the water. Are you hearing me? He walked on the water to reach to Jesus. How then what happens?
But when he saw the wind,
boisterous, yes?
Boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
Listen to me. This is a man who tells Jesus, if it is you, tell me what?
Come.
So Jesus told him, okay, come. Are you hearing me? Then he steps out of the boat. And as long as his focus is the word come, and he's looking at Jesus, and he's believing the word come, he's actually walking on water. Are you hearing me? So before he reaches Jesus, he was actually almost to Jesus. Are you hearing me? How do we know that? Jesus stretched his hand. Are you hearing me? He had almost actually reached. Are you hearing me? Now, a storm comes. A storm comes to challenge that revelation. Come. Glory to God. The word. Then Peter looks at you. We are there. At the moment, he removes his eyes from the word come to look at the fearfulness of the storm. He begins to sink. Are you hearing me? And Jesus again goes to stretch his hand. He will always help, but his ultimate goal was not for you to remain a baby like that. Mature. Let the faith bring you to walk. Walk up to me. Are you getting me now?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Do you have some light? Pastor Brian, why is your speaker busting? Tell me. Alright, it's okay. Are you seeing it? So this is the reason why your foundation must be the word of God. If it's a prophetic word, stay with it, because everything will come to contradict it. There are things going to come after it, but your eyes must be like this on the word of God. Are you hearing me? If it's a promise of you being a multi-millionaire, you stay with it. Are you hearing me? Any circumstance that comes, the devil can cause business to go down or anything, but you don't look at the going down of the business and give yourself into it. Stay with that revelation. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. You don't have to ask questions like, when is it going to happen? Just what? Your God, you cannot lie to me. Your word, I believe it. I don't doubt it. I am staying with it. Come rain, come sunshine, we are here. God will say, come. I like this guy. Are you hearing me? Heaven first poses like this and they are still watching. I like this guy. Glory to God. This is how to please God. These are the kind of men God is
pleased with
it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, let's stand up and pray the Spirit. I trust you bless you. Everyone here is blessed. In one way or the other, you may not realize it, just keep following. Keep following. The anointing is doing something on you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. I have an image in my spirit. Shama kata kata kata.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare over your people, I pray that these ones will be peculiar. Father, these ones will walk with you a life believing you, a life of faith in you, a life that is holy, acceptable unto you, a life that is full of fragrance, poured out like wine for you to drink, poured out like wine for you to drink. God, I pray that their faith in your word is fastened. Their faith in your word is fastened. Their faith in your irrefutable word is fastened. By your Spirit, Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you take the word and make substance of it in their spirit. Strong in their spirit, they begin to grow and prevail over circumstances, outbeat and break forth like a seed that tears through a mountain to become a huge tree. Father, I cover each and every one of them, all of them, by the power in the name and blood of Jesus. Lord, we honor you, we exalt you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to reduce that a bit.
All right. As praying, there's a lady who knows someone called Bob. Who knows someone called Bob? B-O-B. There's a lady who knows someone called Bob. And then there's a guy who knows someone called Mercy. I don't know. Is this like a sister? There's a lady who knows someone called Bob. Holy Spirit of God, help us. Quickly, I want to pray for that one. I will not tell you the reason, but I know why. Your cousin brother? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Is he in Arua? He's not in Arua? Where is he?
About his health, okay? To prove to you that we are not joking, eh? Just call him and ask him about his health of late. He will tell you. Glory to God. But the Spirit of God covers him. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God covers him totally. Nothing happens to him. Mercy. 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 Your niece. Thank you. Because this one was, I see blood. When I see blood, it means this girl. Ay, 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 ay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God upon my life, upon my spiritual lineage, Lord, she is preserved. She is preserved. She is preserved. No contamination of darkness. Doors open before her. She becomes a source of joy. Lord, in the spirit realm, we declare her a source of joy to the family, Lord, because this is your purpose. And this is the reason why you have brought her forth in the spirit, that a declaration may be made over her, and that your purposes may be fulfilled. May be fulfilled. May be fulfilled. Is this your uncle's daughter?
Whose daughter is it?
My sister's. Your sister's daughter? Yeah, your sister's daughter, I think. Yeah. This girl, the Lord has very, very beautiful purposes for her. Okay? We preserve her. Everybody, I want you to stretch your hands towards him. Eh? Like stretch towards him and pray for this little girl. Eh? Because she is of God. She is of God. We preserve her from the deceptions of this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we preserve her from corruption. That is flying waywardly on this earth. We thank you, Lord. We cover mercy, totally we cover her by the power in the name and blood of Jesus. We bless you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Our glory to God. Amen.